This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real. Did you miss me? Come on, tell me the truth. Well, you're supposed to miss me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously, you know, you got a gazillion ways to get involved in the conversation. I do mean a gazillion. Right? If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. And give me your email address, will you please? I mean, seriously. If you go to the website, there's a place where you can give me your email address, and what that allows us to do is we send out an email once a week. Not like I inundate you like some people do on a daily basis. Once a week, we'll let you know who's coming on the show, the topics we're discussing, and that kind of thing. And also, if you give me your email address, we send out an email, right? I mean, no, I meant your text message. You want to text us. Text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And then, you know what? I can text you. If you don't like it, you can type, what is it, stop? You don't have to deal with me on a regular basis. You can shut me down in no time whatsoever. All right, let's get to it. I was at CPAC for a couple days. Yes, I braved the elements just for you. Not really. I braved them for me, too. You know, it snowed there. And I moved away from the snow for a reason. And every time I go back there and it snows, I remember why I moved away from there. It's really that simple for me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure that you were with me. Let's just get to it. Did you see all the... I got to use, I guess, a modern term, but the only term I know is hullabaloo. Did you hear all the noise? Everybody was so upset. And actually, I had a reporter call me today and ask me about it. So upset about the fact that President Trump hugged a flag. Is that now illegal or something? I mean, they're really, really upset that he would do that because he's such a hypocrite because he hates the country or something. At least that's what they believe. That's what they have to believe, though. It's the only way they can feel good about themselves. I mean, seriously, this is a... You know, it's gotten to the point that it doesn't matter what the president does, right? They hate him so much. And I know you've heard this a million times. I get it. I'm not trying to make you crazy with this stuff. But it really doesn't matter what he does. And that was part of his speech on Saturday. You know, I sat there, first of all, not complaining, simply informing. He was 30-some-odd minutes late getting there. Once you get in the room, you cannot get out. Now, you can get out, you just can't get back in again. So nobody really wants to leave because, you know, obviously you don't want to miss anything. You don't know when he's going to start. Once he starts speaking, that's it, you're done. So anyway, so he gets, he comes in, and, you know, in his opening remarks, what have you, he ends up, he goes over and he hugs the flag. Because he loves his country. He loves everything to do with this country. And now the people on the left are making a big deal out of the fact, because he's such a hypocrite. Now, here's what I don't understand. What are they looking for? I know, I don't really... What they're looking for is for him to resign, for him to... Actually, what they really would love to see is him in jail, him in handcuffs. Now, they don't really care what Hillary did. They only care what they perceive the president did. I mean, think of all the things that they've thrown at this guy. I mean, they totally lost their minds. You know, today, what is it? They've subpoenaed or they've asked for the records of 81 different people that have done business with, been part of Trump's organization. Darn it, we're going to get something here, whether there's nothing. If there's nothing here, we're going to find something, even if there's nothing. Look, they're not even talking about Mueller's report anymore. You know why? Because Mueller's going to tell them, ain't nothing there. Now, if Mueller found something, the Dems would be, see, we told you, we told you, we told you. But they're not. What are they doing? They know nothing's going to come out of it, so they've lost hope in it, doesn't mean anything, nothing's happening, we'll move on to the next thing. And they've totally lost their, you know, they've accused them of payoffs, nothing. When it comes to collusion in any way, shape, manner, or form, you got nothing. Now they're talking about obstruction, nothing. Right, notice, how many times have you heard the word Russia or Russia collusion in the last 2 weeks? None. And somehow paying off the pole dancer was illegal? No, not really. Michael Cohen, they thought they had him. They thought they were going to get the president. And what was it? Nothing. Michael Cohen actually said there was no collusion. Talk about passing out at that point. And as I like to say, they really, truly, they got nothing. The president went to, you know, North Korea, and all they could do is talk about, you know, he wasn't going to, you know, you can't trust him, you can't, I mean, just all kinds of negative stuff towards the Korean trip. And then when he didn't get the deal, they said he lost. It didn't happen. Now, as I recall, Reagan didn't get the deal either. Remember, Reagan walked out of the room? And what exists today? I should say, what doesn't exist? That's right, the Soviet Union doesn't exist. And the president walked out on that. Remember, Reagan walked out on that deal because it wasn't going the way he wanted it to go. And you talk about a turn of the tables. Has anybody figured out, look what Putin's done. Missiles that we've never seen tested or launched or anything else, our military have absolutely no record of. And we're being told they have subsonic missiles. Wow. Talk a little bit about the coverage that Trump got, the Trump-Kim summit, along with the Cohen hearing when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're just with us. You know, you're commenting and what have you. Really, really do appreciate it. Hey, my shoulder, I see Shifty Shift is on TV again. Here's a guy who said this is where I think you should be able to put them in jail, all right? He had direct information, evidence of Russian collusion. Yo, Shifty, where's it at? Bring it. You got it? Bring it forward. You know, because God forbid something should happen to you, then nobody knows where it is, right? Because you seem to be the only person on the planet that knows where this stuff is. So bring it on forward. It's really that simple for me. If you can prove that the president of these United States, Donald Trump, committed treason or colluded with the Russians, I'm with you. I'll go shoulder to shoulder with you. He's not above the law. But if you make these accusations and we find out later on that you're lying, you should go to jail. And everybody else that does what you do, every one of those women that accused Trump and Kavanaugh and others, and it turned out to be a lie, they should go to jail. It's really that simple. You know, these aren't double standards, people. These are no standards, okay? When it comes to person on the right, when it comes to something like, you know, a conservative, I'm not even talking about Republican, when a conservative gets out there and says, this is the way it's going to be, or this is what's happened, the left jumps all over them. Look at, let's talk a little bit about the coverage of the Cohen hearing. Right? I mean, really, really simple stuff. During prime time, that was on, well, let's do Wednesday first, because that would make sense, because it comes before Thursday. All right. So Wednesday's coverage on primetime TV, right? All MSNBC, ABC, DEFG networks. MSNBC, 2 minutes, a total of 2 minutes on reporting on the Trump-Kim summit. 2 minutes on one of the most important. If Kim fires a test rocket, it will be 2 solid days of coverage by MSNBC and CNN. This shows you the hypocrisy. Trump-Kim summit, 2 minutes for MSNBC, 1 minute, 45 seconds for CNN, and 85 minutes for Fox News. Cohen hearing? Anybody guess? Take a guess? Come on, give me a guess. Give me your best guess. No, you're all wrong. MSNBC, 132 minutes, CNN, 141 minutes, and Fox News, 66 minutes. Who is more fair and balanced at this point in time? What do you think? That's right. I mean, just unreal. And then these guys want to know why we call them fake news. Why we make fun of them. Thursday, apparently somebody must have pounded the table. No, I'm trying to be nice here. On Thursday, I am sure the president of MSNBC and CNN went into their respective newsrooms and said, okay, knock it off. Give this stuff some fair coverage. So on Thursday, MSNBC carved out 5 minutes for the Trump-Kim summit. CNN, 8 minutes. And Fox News, 37 minutes. Because apparently there's other news going on in the world that we were unaware of. If you want to talk about the Cohen hearing again, MSNBC, 88 minutes. CNN, 32 minutes. And Fox News, a whopping 38 minutes. But think about this. Trump-Kim, 37 minutes. The Cohen hearing, 38 minutes. 8 minutes for CNN, 32 minutes for CNN's Cohen coverage. I'm sorry. They deserve the title of fake news. There's no other way around it. They more than, not only do they deserve the title, they have bought, paid for, gift wrapped, and handed it over. And we let them get away with it on a regular basis. We let them get away with it. I was with one of your favorites, I think. I guess we'll find out Thursday. Corey Duncan at Compaq. I mean, God, Compaq. God, am I old?
Yep.
Yeah, shut up. CPAC last week, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, some of you, God bless you guys, you listened to the show. We did the best we could, but we sent it raw, which was nice, via video. I have cleaned up all the video. They're all up on our Vimeo channel, okay? And you can get that by going to the website. And every one of them now is cleaned up and ready to go. We're gonna do our pillow guy. I think in the third hour we'll do our pillow guy interview, and you can grab that too off of the website as well. And I do very much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. So I know I'm getting a little off task here. I'm doing it on purpose, because if I don't get it out, I'm going to forget all about it. We met the we met Abby Johnson. She is the woman that and matter of fact, some of you heard the interview. She's the woman that that helped or was involved in over 22,000 abortions. And she really, she counseled thousands, I mean thousands of women to have an abortion. And the movie will be out soon. And I'm hoping to be part of a group that will be making sure that it gets out in every area we can get it out in. I don't care if you have to take your kids kicking and screaming to a degree. And I don't mean your little kids. I'm not talking about five-year-olds. They're not ready for this. But you need to see this. You need to see the realities, not only of what happens, but here Abby really honestly felt in her heart that she was helping these women. She honestly felt that she was making their lives better. Now, through the movie, you see her transformation. You see God taking little chunks out of her heart, or I should say putting them back in, but not really. Look, it, in all fairness, when you see Abby in the movie, you see where her heart's at. She's not hating on kids. She's not believing in God, none of that stuff. She just truly believed that she was helping women. And thank you, God, that when she flipped and she came over to the right side, if you would, she uses the same fervor to help those people out. And I'll tell you, this big blubber blob, I must have bawled through about 60% of that movie. Now, I don't know if I saw Corey wipe his eyes. I was sitting right next to him. And he wouldn't admit to it anyway, because he's a Marine. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Keep your eye open for this movie. Unplanned. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Document request. President Trump says he'll comply with House Democrats who are expanding their investigation into the president.
You're going to cooperate with Mr. Nadler?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax. You'll learn about that as you grow older.
From Washington, D.C. to Alabama now, where more than 20 people killed in a massive EF4 tornado with intense winds at 170 miles per hour, the worst damage in Lee County.
That heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
Turning now to 2020, former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he won't be running for president. Beverly Hills 90210 actor Luke Perry has died after suffering a massive stroke last week while at home. He was 52. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So after spending, I don't know, what, a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, 4 or 5 days over there at CPAC. And just, you know, again, being with the young people, listening to them talk, and I always get a kick out of the fact that they're so, and I don't mean this in a negative way, they're so idealistic. Right, they got everything worked out. They know what we need to do. They got the energy. If you could harness that energy with some of the experience of us older folks, just think of what we could get accomplished. And I don't mean that in, you know, I don't mean that in a negative way. I have nothing against the young people. But truly, if you could harness all that energy, along with knowledge and experience, boy, you it would be kick butt, right? I mean, you would be a force to reckon with. Well, we'd all be a force to reckon with, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, let me give you a little rundown, breakdown, discussion of the president's speech. Now, everybody's out there, if you're on the left, there is nothing the man said that was good. Absolutely nothing. If you're on right, for the most part, most of the commentators are talking about, oh my God, it was a earth-shaking, wonderful speech, made my heart go pitter-patter. No, what made my heart go pitter-patter was people in the room that were cheering him on, were excited, honestly excited that he was there. You could tell in the media area, which is where we're relegated to, it's kind of like the cattle zone, and you could tell who were the left-leaning media, who probably really didn't think about the fact that they would be stuck in there for quite some time. But they were miserable, just miserable. Remember, President drove a point home. You know, you have to think about what he was saying and what he was putting out there. Now, my problem is this. My take. Remember, we were there for 2 hours and 18 minutes. That's just while he was talking. Before that, we were a half hour in the room, couldn't get out. The first part of the speech, first third of the speech, if you would, was very much him talking about his victories during the campaign. They said we couldn't win, and we won. They said we couldn't do this, and Hillary was 93% ahead. It was going to be a wipeout, a landslide. We came in against all odds, and we've heard that. And that's good. It's good. Good for him to gin up the young base. I got all that. Then he gets into the middle, and he starts talking about, you know, now this is what we've got done. And this is, you know, where, you know, we've had Republicans that didn't back me. I need people out there that are going to back me. I need people that are going to fight for us. But we've been able to get all this done, and he goes through some of the things that we all know about, which is good. I get it. He's now saying, look, when I got in there, I'm going to move Jerusalem. I mean, not move Jerusalem. Move the embassy to Jerusalem. And that's what I did. Right? So I was going to build a wall. We're building the wall. Right? I mean, we had a lot of the wall built. Well, actually, you don't have a lot of the wall built. Yes. You've got a lot of wall built. This is where I think he gets himself in trouble. He gets excited. He gets excited in the speech. He thinks, remember, he's a developer. Thinks big. Right? Big, grand, beautiful. I mean, remember, I used to joke during the campaign. The thing that trips up seasoned politicians. Ted Cruz lost because he speaks over everybody's head. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Remember when they were talking about the military? Ted Cruz starts going off on all this, GDP and the percentage of this and what to do that and how much we haven't put into it and how much more we're going to put into it. And we have to be careful how we do it. You know, we still have to watch our dollars. President Trump gets up at the time, candidate Trump, if you would, and says, what's he say? Everybody remember? I'm going to make the military so big, so strong, you won't do anything. You'll be so afraid of us, I'm telling you, they're going to have all the equipment that they need. And everybody starts cheering. Well, that was after they woke up from Ted's response. So he's speaking their language. And he does the same thing. Several times, he started called the news in the back of the room BS, the BS news. All right? And they kept saying, should I use the word? My wife says I shouldn't use the word. They say, please don't use it. Well, I'm going to use the word. Nah, we don't use it. And everybody started going, use the word. And he does. And I don't have, look, personally, I don't have a problem with it. I don't care. Whatever it takes to get them riled up. But here's where I think President Trump missed it in that speech big time. We already know that the rhinos didn't help him. We already know the Democrats are going to go after him, and he called it, and he knew it. We already know that he won. He's there, ain't he? I want you to rile people up, not to physically riot in the streets, but to be active in the streets. I want you to tell your base, look, thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you for your continued support of me, even when I put out a bad tweet. Most of them are great, great, they're wonderful, they're beautiful, they're big. Even when I pop the tweets, if I miss it here and there, thank you for supporting me. But here's what I really need you to do. I need you over the next 2 years to get off your couches, to get out from behind your games, okay? Get out from behind your computer, get away from the Facebook feed, and go and beat the street for me. I want you to go and make sure people know that you're a Republican or you're conservative and the great things that I've done and the great things that we will continue to do. That's what he needed to do. He needed to gin up the base and not just in the, you know, clapping your hands and, oh, God, I mean, people were yelling that they loved him the whole time of the speech. You'd hear it popping up all over the place. And I'm okay with that. That's good. He needs to know that he has people behind him. You know, and then you get these Maronis on the left to put up a picture of a half-empty room with a picture of Trump on there going, gee, I thought the overflow rooms were full. I don't know that that is in your mother's basement with a green screen. I never recognized that room before. I will tell you what, they had the room where we were at, they had to open up like three more suites in the back and take down a temporary wall so there was enough room for other people to see. And the reason I know we did that after the fact was because we had the media. I tell you, we always get the back 40, right? They stick us way in the back of the room. We need, like, quadruple lenses to see him. And they opened up the walls behind us and had to let people in. They filled up three or four other rooms. Come on, think of that. It's a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So he may have missed that opportunity, but I'm not going to. If you really believe in what we're selling, if you believe in what we have, if you believe in President Trump and his policies, again, let's get something straight here. I am not sold out on the man. I'm not sold out on any man. Yeah, well, I should, you know, I mean, Jesus is the only man I'm sold out to. All right? But I'm not sold out to any man on this earth. Now, I believe that you can pray for him. I believe that he's listening. I believe that Trump is seeking godly guidance. I know it doesn't feel like that sometimes. He doesn't talk like that sometimes. So you need to pray for the man. If you're a praying person, I know not everybody listening to the show believes in God, but if you're a praying person, pray for him. And then when you're done praying for him, you know what you need to do? Get off your knees, get off your butt, and go out and do it. I don't know what you're involved with or not involved with. Whether you're with your knitting club or biker's club. I don't care what it is you belong to. You need to keep speaking up what he's been able to accomplish, what he's been able to get done. Now, things aren't moving fast enough for me, but that's just me because I spent 8 years of being pounded on by the left. 8 years of just feeling like we haven't got a shot. And you know what? The more and more I think about it, I hope we lose more Republicans and replace them with stronger Republicans. Because even when we were in there Paul Ryan. God, they all got the same names. Paul Ryan. I mean, he was in there under Obama. How much did he fight for us? Anybody? Anybody want to give me a list? Because it'll only take you all of about 3.5 seconds. Of what he did to actually fight for Republicans? You're right. I heard that. Nothing. Nothing! And then he has 2 years under Trump. And what's he get done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He didn't fight. They could have slammed so many bills across across the president's desk in the last few weeks. You know what's really funny is they call it a lame duck Congress, but you know it's not lame duck because of the law. It's lame duck because they're lazy. It's lame duck because they could care less about doing anything for you or me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Really, really. Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Hey, you can send me an email, you know. You can send me an email to 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we should be back, could be, might be, if all the technology works right, in just a few minutes. Really, don't go far.
Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, I'll wait for you. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there. You know, send me, give me your email address. We send you out an email once a week. Once a lousy week. It ain't that hard. All right? And I don't beat you up to buy stuff. I don't make it a big deal. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't call you on the carpet if you don't, although you should. I don't know why you don't support me like you do. You got to support all of us. And I'm saying, you know, pick one of your favorites, or two of your favorites, or three of your favorites, whatever. Pick one and stick with it and help, I mean, help that person out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I was going to try to do something with Andrea Kay, but it's just not in the cards right now. So Andrea Kay and I were at CPEC. It was our first time there. I wanted to get her feeling, her thoughts on it. The if you head up to the website, therealside.com, again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also give me your sign up for text messages, okay? TRS to 55222, so you want to text TRS to 55222. It's really that simple. All right. What was I railing on before we went to break? Because I kind of lost my mind here, you know? See, well, listen, we can go back to CPAC, though.
You were saying to pray for the president.
I was what?
You said to pray for the president.
Well, you should always pray for the president.
Well, that's where you
ended. Oh, is that where I left off? You think they were praying during the break?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. All right. Anyhow, you do. You know, again, I felt that he only missed it in one area of the speech. I get all the other stuff that he was doing. The call to action is what you do. When you run for office, one of the things that you learn is the call for action. And you have a lot of people, in local elections especially, they forget the thing to do is this. People normally don't react unless you ask them to, or they don't respond unless you ask them to. So if you're working with local candidates, or you see a candidate get up there and they're talking about things, they need to ask for your vote. They need to ask you to volunteer. Those are the ones that win. Those are the ones that get something done. The ones that simply always tell you how great they are and everything they're getting done, but then there's no call to action. Most people don't know what to do, really. Well, I'm going to vote for him. I need you to do more than that. I need you to walk your neighborhoods. I need to, you know what? If you can't give me money, then help other people understand. It's a real big, with you, believe it or not, and I know it doesn't sound like a whole bunch, $5, $10, $15. Do you know that Bernie Sanders raised $6.5 million in a little over 24 hours? You know how he did it? With a bunch, with millions of $27 donations. Now, $27 for some people, you miss two lunches, maybe three. Some people, it's one lunch. It ain't that hard. So you need to get involved in your local campaigns if you want to see things change. And the way you do that is you get off the couch. I've said it a million times. You get off the couch. You make a difference. You know, the craziness just happens. I don't know. Did some of you guys hear tonight that Dr. Seuss books are now considered racist? Did you hear about that? I caught that before I came in for the show. And apparently now this I think is hilarious. There's not enough people of color in the Dr. Seuss books. Although I got to tell you, last I checked, aren't almost everybody in his books of color?
Yeah, they are.
I'm just so confused. No, really, I'm looking at the books, right? Let me see. He's got green fishes, red fishes, blue birds, green birds, red foxes. I don't know if those are sneeches.
Like
the heck is a sneech?
It's a pretend.
Oh, then I wouldn't know one. Right? And then in Whoville, there's all kinds of colors there. I don't know what that's all about. Don't want to know. But you think about this. They're going after Dr. Seuss. You know, these people are really seriously ill. I mean that sincere. They are ill people. And it's just, they can't leave anything. The young people can't leave anything alone. These are not adults doing this. These are these millennials that are so freaked out. You know what? When it comes to looking at Dr. Seuss, and then deciding that he's too racist, you went looking for that. I'm serious. You took two or three hits off the crack pipe, had a couple of glasses of wine, and chased that down with a beer. And then you went looking at Dr. Seuss books. Now, I don't know why you weren't petrified after looking at those after all that drinking. Right? But, I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But I mean, this craziness has gotten so far out of hand. I don't know how you pull it back. Unless we get involved, unless parents get involved, unless somebody really hones in on this, this is not going to change anytime soon. We've allowed it to get this far. In our schools, in our workplaces. Your parents have got to get off their butts and make a change. Your grandsons, your granddaughters, the whole nine yards. So let me ask you a question. Some of you have been tracking, I haven't been tracking as much. The story I just saw a few minutes ago says the governor, Kavanaugh, slams pure discrimination against churches as court declines to hear religious liberty cases. Now that's the title of the story, right? The Supreme Court declined to hear a case about whether churches or other religious institutions in New Jersey are entitled to public funds for historic preservation. The ruling involved a four-year-long battle in Morris County over whether county money should be used to repair historic churches. Now, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled last year that the county could not continue to give historic preservation grants to 12 churches. Now, are they active churches? Are they historic in the sense that, you know, like look at the Old North Church in the north end of Boston. You don't get much more historic than that, right? I know that that's kept up with government funds. Now, I don't know if they still have services there or not, but it's a church. It was owned by a religious organization. I always found this amazing about this religious stuff, by the way. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But when it comes to this kind of thing, it's just freaky to me. That the guy they blame, and you notice I said blame, a guy that for all intents and purposes didn't write any part of the Constitution, all right, the guy that wrote a letter about the separation of church and state, which really had nothing to do with the separation of church and state in the way that we've interpreted now, it was very simple. The clergy was concerned that the state was going to come in and tell them what they could do from a religious standpoint. Jefferson says, no, we have a wall of separation. We can't tell you what to do. Well, apparently, it's backwards day. Because they are telling them what to do on a regular basis. Jefferson, who probably had one of the only well-documented cases of Alzheimer's in this country before it was even called that, actually had church services there in the federal buildings. One of the largest church services in the country at the time, up to 2,000 people on Sundays were at church right there in D.C. Isn't that wonderful? And then he got bored with the hymns, so what's he do? Calls in a military band. Well, what do you need a military band for? Somebody needs to play the music for the Jesus songs. So the man that said, we had to have a separation of church and state. It's the same man that used federal funds, that used federal buildings that conduct church services, that used military bands to play church hymns, and worshiped himself at the churches. So somebody, please, straighten me out. Because I don't know how much drinking you have to do. I don't know what you could do to have this make sense. Because I don't think you can do anything to have it make sense, frankly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will, in the next hour, we will go in and we will play one of the pieces from CPAC. I keep wanting to call it CPAC. CPAC. The pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He'll join us in the next hour. And you got to hear this guy's story. You got to hear his enthusiasm. You got to hear his energy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, head up to the Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But during the break, give me your email address. Buy a T-shirt. Buy a mug. Give me some money. It's a place to donate on there, too. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. But listen to The Real Side.